Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 1st of December, 2013. It was on this day, 1955, an African-American seamstress named Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. She was black. Whites were supposed to get the first four rows of the bus, but there were more white passengers than there were seats for them, so the driver moved the divider back. And now Ms. Parks, who had sat down in the black section, was in the white section and was asked to move, and she refused. This had happened to her before, and she had moved then, but this time she was tired, and she didn't want to. She said, "When he saw me still sitting, he asked if I was going to stand up, and I said, 'No, I'm not.' And he said, 'Well, if you don't stand up, I'm going to have to call the police and have you arrested.' I said, 'You may do that.'" And she was, and the arrest led to a boycott of the city's buses led by the 26-year-old Martin Luther King Jr. Ultimately, the Supreme Court ruled that the segregation policy was unconstitutional. It was on this day, 1589, that Edmund Spenser delivered the first part of his epic poem, The Faery Queen, for publication in London. He had written most of the poem in Ireland. His last work was a book of pastoral poems called The Shepherd's Calendar. It came out in 1579. It had been a great success, and Spenser, at the age of 28, found himself admired by the rich and the famous, and Lord Grey offered to be his patron. Spenser himself had no money. So at the age of 28, Edmund Spenser set out for Ireland, where Lord Grey was the new deputy to Ireland, and where he had crushed an Irish rebellion, and the English had seized land from the Irish. So Edmund Spenser was given a piece of land to live on, an estate of about 3,000 acres with a castle on it. And he spent the next 10 years working for Lord Grey and writing the first part of The Faery Queen. He met Sir Walter Raleigh, the poet, who had another estate there in Ireland. And they traveled to England in the fall, and on this day, 1589, Spenser registered The Faery Queen for publication. It was dedicated to Queen Elizabeth I, and he went to see her and to read his poem aloud to her. She said she loved the poem, and so Spenser hoped that he would get some sort of a government job or a pension or something so that he could stay in England. But her chief advisor, Lord Burghley, didn't think much of Spenser, so he didn't get the pension or the job. He only got £100. Here's a poem for today by Krista Lucas, Would It Be So Wrong? To suggest that he move next door. I don't want him gone altogether. Neither can I stand him underfoot. It might be ideal to holler over the fence, invite him to dinner. We'd sit together on the patio, eat asparagus from his garden, grilled shrimp under the setting sun, then kiss the grease from our lips, maybe more. After, he'd go home and watch basketball at full volume while I soak in the tub listening to Coltrane. Then, wearing pajamas, hair uncombed, I'd curl up in my own living room with Robert Frost or People and the cat, the quiet, the light of a single lamp. Would It Be So Wrong? A poem by Krista Lucas from Fans of My Unconscious, published by the Black Rock Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.